Carlos Mencia is here. His man Cisco is here with him. Okay. They're going to be at Vasani in Port Charlotte. Now, listen, there's a show tonight, 8 o'clock, sold out. There's a show tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, sold out. But if there's enough demand, they will do a 9 o'clock show on Wednesday. And who the hell wants to go to a 7 o'clock show? I'd go to the 9 o'clock show. 941-629-9191 is the phone number. And hopefully by the end of this show, they've sold that show out as well. We have so many things to get to.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you something really quick, though. I was on a... I was doing this interview, and I found out that when I was a kid, I paid $2 in La Puente, California, to go see Van Halen at my friend's backyard.
Oh, really?
I had no idea, because they weren't called Van Halen at the time. There was some other name.
Mammoth?
Yeah, something like that. So my buddy was like, dude, you like rock? You like Ozzy? You're into that? I'm like, come see this band. It's just like, what? It's just $2, dude. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, so we want to go see him. And I, because somebody called in and was like, dude, that's Van Halen. I was no. So I was like, I got to tell Mike that Van Halen.
I totally believe $2. Sure.
$2. And then we saw Def Leppard for $10, and then a few years back, me and my friend who saw them for $10 paid $250 to see them perform, and he was pissed because he was like, I saw that drummer with two arms for $10 and now I'm seeing it for $1 for $250.
That's right. And doesn't make sense.
And I couldn't take my eyes off the drummer because he wears the shirt. He doesn't have an arm.
Right.
And he wears the shirt, but he doesn't like bundle it up or put a rubber band
on
it.
You can see the nub.
Yeah. So while he's drumming away, that little flap, it's like the thing in front of the car salesman. And it's just, I'm like staring at it the whole time. And I love the music. I can't even get into the music.
If you look at it up close, it looks like if you gave it enough water, it would grow back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know, it looks like a starfish, and it looks like it's just eventually going to bust out of there. It'll start out as a little hand,
right,
and then grow its way out to an arm.
That would be awesome.
It's like very awkward. Yeah, I'm one of those guys who can't stop looking at things either.
I couldn't stop the whole time. Mm-mm. And I loved that day because it was in Vegas, so they were doing the Hysteria album.
Right.
So they were doing just
the whole thing,
album.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love a lot of those songs.
Sure, that's
I'm
right
like,
up
photograph his neck. Yeah. Look at his arm. I just could not get away from it.
By the way, we always talk about this, but we need to actually enact this one day, is do that Vegas trip where we go for the weekend.
Right.
And just chill for the one shoot, one weekend. That's it.
You didn't tell me you were doing a tour. I mean, a boat thing.
We do it every year.
Now, you didn't tell me when. I would have done it.
Here's my problem.
I might not have done the whole thing, but I would have met you one of the islands, done a couple of shows, and then come back.
Here's why. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, when the show was new and we had no money, had no budget, right, Bert was like, I'll go on a cruise. I love cruises.
Of course.
And then he came on the cruise with us. And then Ralphie's like, I want to go on that cruise, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bert and Ralphie came together. And we don't pay them.
Right.
They don't do it. They do one little comedy show at the end of the week, but mostly it's just a time of partying.
Right.
And I never, and then that's started a fight between me and Jay Moore, because Jay Moore's like, you should pay the comics. I mean, you should mind your own stupid business.
Of course.
And and we got in a big fight over it. Ralphie will call me in May and go, hey, I want to go on your cruise this year. I'm not like, hey, Ralphie, can you help us take it to the cruise? So we just don't have it in the budget. If we did, we'd have to charge the listeners another $200 to go on the cruise.
Right.
So we just figured. But then everybody wants. So, but I'll never be the guy and go, hey, Carlos, do you want to come for free on the cruise?
I would.
You can still come. We leave tomorrow.
I would do it for free Monday through. Like, I would stop by Monday and then get off on a Wednesday or Tuesday on the next one and do the show that night.
You'd want to stay for the week. We have a good time. Next year, we're going to go.
I'm sure I would, but I'm a workaholic, bro.
I know.
You don't understand. I'm like an illegal alien, bro. When I have conversations, I'm telling you, he didn't believe me. I go, dude, when illegal aliens know me and they see my schedule, they feel bad. He's like, no. So one time we were in San Joaquin Valley on the 152 and we pulled in because they have fresh fruits. You know, you're going by, 70% of all the produce in this country comes from this area,
right,
or some crazy number like that. So we pull in, and I'm like, hey, can I get a banana? And the guy's like, Carlos Mencia, oh my God, you my favorite. Oh, your schedule, you work too hard. I'm like, I told you, bro. I told you. Behind them are a bunch of Mexicans picking strawberries.
You need to take time off. I'll tell you what was great. Friday, my wife came in for a bit that we did.
Yeah.
And she left with me in the morning to go to work. And she called me about 1 o'clock, and she goes, okay, I don't know how you do it. I feel like death. I feel like, now you know my life.
Yes.
Every day at about 1 o'clock, I start hating all of you because I've been up since 4.
I wish I would have brought a copy of how I sounded on Sunday.
Yeah, he said, you couldn't.
Why? From in?
Because if I go into a club and they don't have a good monitor system.
Yeah, you're screaming out.
Yeah, because the thing about me is I'm not the comic that tells a joke, lets everybody laugh, and then when they stop laughing, I talk again.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I start talking while they're coming down, so I got to be overpowering so that they can hear the next joke. And so when I can hear myself, I scream. So I literally like this on Sunday. It was horrible. And I still did an hour and a half.
Here's the one thing you have to watch out for. So we have the show and we have the band and we had a couple of appearances.
Right.
If I do, twice has happened to me in the last 6 years. If you work too much in a row, I got pneumonia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pneumonia comes from when you're in damp spaces or when you're wet. Right. Like, it also comes when you've exhausted your body and your body's... And I had to go to the hospital for a couple of days. So now that's why we space everything out, because I'm too old to play around anymore.
I don't get sick. I just, every once in a while, my voice just goes out. And that's it. But then I have an excuse to drink on stage.
Right.
So I'm like, hot toddies. Then I don't even know what's in them. I just know that they get me hammered and my voice feels okay.
Now, if you sold out these shows at Bassani, you're probably going to sell out the shows in Orlando if you haven't already. Will you definitely be back here on Friday? Like, I don't want to feel the pressure, but I would love to have you come in.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't have anything scheduled. But this dude was, why don't you make sure that that could happen?
Oh, what do you got to go back to Miami to see your girl?
Well, make sure that that can happen. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to send an email.
Have them put all the press. If we're supposed to do press, make sure that they do all the press on Thursday.
Like maybe 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. No, 8 o'clock at night. Just go. We change the whole format of the show on Friday.
Bro, by the way, bro, what happened with you and him, that moment right there.
Is your life?
It's my life. And I look at him like, are you serious? Yeah, and then he's looking at me like, sure. Really? And I'm like, really,
this
dude?
This is the thing I don't understand.
You see what I'm saying?
This is what makes me mad about him. He always says, don't assume, make sure.
Right.
I'm making sure. Now he makes fun of me. Because I'm making sure.
Sure.
I feel your pain, Cisco.
Why? You want to feel some pain? Keep talking.
I know what you mean, because he'll say the same thing where it'll be like, you know, I'll ask to make sure, and then he'll make fun of me, and I'm like, you know what, you can make fun of me. I'd rather safe than sorry.
No, but here's the problem.
But you see,
you guys make sure about the stupid stuff,
right.
And then the other stuff where you should, that's where you don't ask the questions. That's the problem. He's got a morning show. It doesn't change. It's never going to change. Even if they said to him, hey, by the way, the DJ from the afternoon show got strep throat. Could you do the afternoons? He would say, no, I'm not going to do that. So asking 8 at night, no, that doesn't make sense. But it's something else that he would like, you know, he would say, well, I mean, I assumed. Like, as an example, downstairs, hey, let him know we're coming up. I don't have the number. What do you mean you don't have the number?
I don't.
Let me show you the way the conversation went. How do you not have the number? Well, when I get an email, they usually have a number. I'm like, okay, but the first time we came here, you should have got the number of every person you possibly could.
Yep, put it in there.
Put it in there and you have it.
Yep.
Well, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Why would you not do that? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I assumed that they would send me.
Don't assume.
So that he doesn't assume, but 8 o'clock at night.
I'm
not assume.
I don't have, I lost my other phone. I don't have my other phone.
And you're irresponsible. You're irresponsible too on top of that.
B, I still pulled up an old email and I texted Rob.
Okay, so you figured it out eventually. You have all the drama.
To work, but he's
just going, I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go.
It didn't work that way.
We're going to have to let you go.
It didn't work.
In favor of a hot girl.
This is the stuff. This is the stuff I'm talking about.
I'm telling you right now, I would get a militant lesbian to come with me on the road so that I never have a shot at banging her.
Dude, you know who's really funny? And she's not a militant lesbian, but she's a lesbian. Her name is A.B. Fairley.
A.B.?
Yeah, A.B. And she's Peter Fairley's daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay. Yeah, yeah. From the movie director?
Yeah. She's very butchy.
Right.
But she's hysterical, man.
Let me see what she looks like.
She's hysterical. She looks like a dude.
Oh, she does? All right. She could be my tour manager.
Oh, she actually does jokes about, you know, like real life stuff where.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, I feel bad for the guys because they're looking at me like certain man, sir, monsieur.
Friday night, we were at the Hard Rock Cafe on Friday, and there were a small group of lesbians there, and one of the lesbian ladies kept saying to me how good I smelled and how soft I was, and she's like, I only live 10 minutes away. And then her more of a lesbian girlfriend was like, I'm starting to have doubts about her. And she's like, but I'll trade you I'll for your wife. And I went, that's an easy trade for me.
Of course.
Girls, I have no problem with that.
Right?
Go crazy. My wife has no interest. But still, if she did, I wouldn't be mad at that.
I caught my wife,
the greatest story started to come out of your mouth. Go ahead. You and somebody call your wife.
No.
This
is
getting good.
Making out. Like, me and this really famous director are like hanging out.
You and Martin Scorsese are hanging out.
No, like, he's a younger guy, but he's a real big director.
You and Quentin Tarantino.
No, he's younger.
J.J. Abrams.
So we're hanging out and we're like, hey, where are our wives? Oh, look, they're making out.
Oh, really?
And we just looked at
each other
without
your encouragement?
What do you do? Nothing.
They just did it on their own.
Yeah, they were just making out. And we're like, all righty then.
Oh,
okay, what do we do? What do we do? And we're looking at each other like, are we going to have to do something? It was this awkward moment of like, we don't have to go, right?
Yeah.
There's no switching. We're just watching. This is cool, right?
That's not the rules. That's not what we do. We don't make out when those two make out. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant like, wait, is this supposed to become a foursome now? Yeah. Like, what happens next? And then we were just like, they're just having fun. And it was so interesting that it literally was, they're having fun.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's all. It never went past that.
It is you and I'm trying to think of the other director. Is his wife hot? Is his wife hot? I don't know who she is.
You would know her.
You would know her. Yeah.
I would know him, though? You would know him if I told you what movies he directed.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
If you did that, you wouldn't know him, but you'd be like, but then you're going to start, dude, so I can't tell you.
Look at my people are looking up, Googling 10 great movies by young directors. I'm pretty sure it's not Orson Welles. good try, though.
It's so bizarre, dude, because, like, I go drop off my kid, and Dave Grohl is driving out in that old beat-up van,
because
he still drives that.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like, hey, dude, what's up? He's like, hey, man.
That's pretty cool.
It's like so bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
It's so weird, man.
There was a Buccaneer player whose kid went to my kid's school, and I was like, we're in the cool school now.
Right? Yeah. it is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love being a part of that school life.
Yeah.
From the point where you don't care about school anymore.
Yeah.
School's fun when you don't have to go to it.
Yeah. Dude, it is weird, though, when Gavin Rosdale shows up with the other chick.
No.
That's awkward, dude.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Don't you want to drive by and go, she's not as hot.
No, yeah. You don't have to. Yeah. Dude, it's so funny because, like, Gwen, I mean, I've seen her many, many times. I've never seen her not look amazing.
No, she's in my top five of all time.
I mean, seriously, I've never not, like, she shows up and drops her kid off at, 7:55 in the morning, and she looks like she fantastic. Just got off a set or is going with set. I mean, she looks amazing.
That's great.
And then he walks in with the other one, and everybody's looking at him, and you can't hide the fact that you're like, why? Why? Like, I can only think that she doesn't want to do anything, maybe.
Like, she was holding out so bad that he was like, I had no choice.
She doesn't want to do anything with me. But I just can't imagine that.
Yeah. I would leave at that point.
Because she's so, like, she exudes this sexuality and femininity that you're just like, nah, she's crazy and bad.
A little tongue-tied. I was like,
you were right.
Yeah, she was like, my kid's in the bag. I have kids.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, whatever.
Dude, same thing with me. I literally pointed to my wife.
Yeah.
No joke. That's all I could do. That's all. And I wish it was like one of those, like, make out with her. It wasn't even that. It was like, oh my God, you're so funny. I'm like, I'm always so sorry. She's going to talk to my wife. She's just so... Oh, man, because I remember the first time I saw her, my buddy Freddie invited me to go to the Weenie Roast, and she was one of the opening acts for Kiss, And she was so just, like, nobody knew who she was. She's just some Orange County local group. Nobody knew, no doubt, nothing. And she came out, and I was like, she's going to be a star. She's a star. Yeah. She is a star.
Oh, I remember the first time I saw the video with her little diamond thing in her head, and I was like, that girl's...
This was before any of the videos. Yeah, like, her presence on stage was so... I'm a star.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, that's it.
I love her.
That's it.
Do you want to hear any of this audio?
Sure. If you think it's fun, sure.
I don't know. Well, I think it's fun to listen to it.
Let's do it.
This is, by the way, for you, those of you joining us, we talked to Bert Kreischer earlier today. Bert will be in town on Friday for a Call in Sick to Work show.
That I'm going to be on, by the way.
Yeah. And I told him that Carlos would be here, and he was like, oh, Carlos? And I said, why, you don't like Carlos? He goes, no, I like Carlos, but I just was on a podcast. And they just talked a bunch of crap about him. And I thought, perfect. Let's stir the pot and make it worse.
Yes.
This is some woman named Eleanor. She's a comedian that used to work at the Comedy Store and bang dice.
So Eleanor used to work at the Comedy Store. She was a really good friend. She wanted to do stand-up. And then eventually, years later, she did. And if you've seen the Blue Show on Showtime that Dice hosted,
right.
She was that Eleanor.
Okay, here it is.
Right before Freddie died, he kept calling.
That's Freddie, by the way. My buddy Freddie.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
He was like, I'm pissed. I was like, what's the matter? I don't know how to use a computer. I grew up in a typewriter store. He's like, I'm going to walk you through this. You got to look this up. So I go on the computer at Dice's. I figure it out. I look it up. I see the promo for Mind of Mencia. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, if there was 5 jokes on there, 4 of them were Freddie's top bits.
Oh, you stole Freddie's jokes now?
Yes, Freddie's jokes.
Really?
And he was pissed. He's like, this mother... He's coming after me for jokes. Now, I knew he stole Freddie's jokes for years. Freddie would call me from the road in 94 or 93, but Carlos was giving him money. So, Freddie was like... He's not going to let me do these bits tonight. He told me he's doing them. You got to help me. How do we write bits?
All right, time it out. Stop it right there. Now listen, he'll tell you this. I have never in my life told an opener.
Don't do your jokes. Yeah, don't.
Ever. Would never ever do that.
Right.
Plus, the interesting thing is, if you saw him perform before you ever met me, his favorite character was his father. And his father was really demure when he met me. So the jokes would be like, his father would say, go find the thing to fix the thing. Well, where is it? It's on the top of the left, of the side, you know, to find it. That's who his dad was.
Right.
After he saw me perform and he got around me and he saw the energy that I do, all of a sudden his father went from that demeanor to, go find it, it's to the left, of the top of the left. We actually did a show called The Three Amigos that we did a movie together.
Uh-huh.
And those are the bits that everybody's saying I supposedly stole that went on before I actually did the bit.
The thing, yeah.
Interestingly enough, I found this guy in the middle of nowhere, brought him up on stage, took him on the road for about 3 years, and helped him really develop to become a great comic. It's really funny because this weekend, on a Saturday's second show, 6 comedians showed up and they wanted to do some time.
Right.
So I let them all do some time. And when I went on stage, I said, give it up for the 6 comedians. I'm a really nice guy. I always say yes to other comics. I love comics. I don't care what they do. I said, but one of them will betray me. I did the Jesus moment. I said, one of them will betray me. And ironically, yesterday, this little bitch was like,
whoa.
I can't believe that you say that.
Because this is how I feel about it. It's just you're bunching a bunch of people into a category that if somebody does betray you, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're blaming me for something that's
not you.
One of the six of you.
I said exactly. Yeah, one of the 6.
You're putting it out there for everybody to judge, not just one. Like,
no, he knows. He's right. He's that many people, one of them in the history, one of them is going to betray him.
Sounds like a guilty conscience.
It'll be easier for me to make a name for myself by making fun of Carlos and saying he's claiming using his name to propel my fame. I'm thinking about betraying you right now.
It's just, I think that just putting it out there like that is kind of weird. It's messed up.
Because it may not be you. It may not be you. There's five other people to choose from.
It might not be you, Judas.
It's not that. It's just, I feel like it's weird. I think it's weird.
But yeah.
Mark that tape when we're looking for Cisco to break his legs.
But Freddie, Freddie was a good, really good friend of mine. He was one of my best openers, and I almost died for Freddie.
How?
Okay, so this is how I met Freddie. I'm at the Comedy Store, and it's Black Knight.
Right.
And they're just heckling the comics. So this guy comes out, and he's doing a bit about his dad, and I think it's a funny bit. And these guys are, like, talking smack about him. So I went on stage in the middle of his act and went, hold on for a second. And I looked over, and it was Dr. Dre, the DOC,
and Snoop.
So I noticed that it's them, and I'm like, you guys are artists. These guys, this is amateur night.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why would you do this? How would you like, you know what? Let him finish his act. Just let him do his act. I'm going to come up in a second, and I'm a pro, and you're a pro, and you and I can go at it. We can do this. So they shut up. He finishes his act. He gets off stage. As I'm walking on stage, they go, you better be good, Taco Bender.
Oh.
And I said, don't worry, Jungle Bunny.
Oh.
And the audience went, ooh. And I went, whoa. If he's going to come at me with race, I'm going to come at him with race. And if you guys are not going to support that, you need to get your asses out of here. Because it's going to get real in here. So I started making fun of the DOC, who had already had the accident. Now, I'm a big fan of the DOC.
Right.
And he does a song called Portrait of a Masterpiece, where in the middle of the song, he stops rapping because it's a really fast song. And he's like, Portrait of a Masterpiece, it's unquestionable. Whatever. And he gets to a place where he goes, why are you stopping? To catch my breath. Kick it. Ready? Yes. Drunk. So I say to him, hey, you should still rap. You should just use a voice box. So I put the mic to my thing and I started doing his rap. And I'm saying, ding, dong, bam, bam. And I go, why are you stopping? I go, to change my batteries. The audience is just, losing it. I mean, losing it. And then when it dies down, I hear, yo, man, we gonna bust a cap in your ass.
Mm.
And it was Snoop. And I look over and then to the other side of the room, I hear this. No. Y'all started this. So y'all need to shut up and sit down. And I look over, and it's Shaq.
I was saying, it's got to be Shaq.
It's Shaq.
Yeah.
And Shaq is standing up, and just this massive thing is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I look over to him, and I'm like, what? And he's like, nah, man, they started. It's cool. Mm. So I was like, yeah, but let's move on now. And then the whole show, whatever. So I thought nothing of it, honestly.
Yeah.
3 years later, I'm at the Comedy Store, and I walk down the steps, and there's a guy with a hoodie, and I pass by him, and he grabs me from the back of the shirt, and he pulls me back. And I look, and it's Dr. Dre. And he goes, yo, first of all, you were right. I'm sorry. As an artist, we should respect the younger cats and help them out. But I do want you to know that if it wasn't for Shaq,
we would have killed you.
We would have busted cat. That is how I met Freddie.
Oh, that's funny.
And I brought him on the road because I was willing to do that for him. And when I say somebody's going to betray me.
Yeah, like, Freddie and Judas.
Those were the pains, you know what I mean, that I felt. And like, if he ever felt that way, he could have called me, had my number. I mean, dude, we went on the road together.
We did a movie together.
Yeah. So all this stuff is just stuff for these guys to talk about and bring up. You know what I mean?
Well, it's easy now. Now it's easy to say. Yeah. You've been targeted, so now anybody can just say that.
And nobody defended me, so it was like it just went past that point. But, what are you going to do?
I just want to point out in Bert's defense, all Bert does is go, yeah.
Right.
It doesn't
even make sense that I would have an opener doing bits and then me doing them after. And by the way, everybody knows on TV shows there's like 50 writers.
Yeah.
Well, actually we had like 13 writers, and we're not I'm not
you can't
doing,
police everything that's been written either. You don't know who's gotten what from who.
But I didn't do his act. Literally was about his dad. Yeah. That was the majority of his act. His father. I don't even do stuff like that. My father doesn't even sound like him.
Yeah. Well, listen.
No, I don't do it. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know this, bro. I'm surprised that we haven't had somebody call in, or because every other time there's been somebody telling you, why are you gonna have him on the show?
And I think that's why they don't now, because they know I don't care what that.
Right.
I know why I have you on the show. I love having you here. I think you're very funny, and you would never steal anything from this show because nothing is worth it. So
no. I am going to do that a version of that bit you did, though. That's hysterical.
Oh, I stole a version of that from somebody else, so then we're all good.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where you got that from, but that, I'm serious. That is genius, bro. Your kid reading that innocent little...
You know what the problem is? That he doesn't like to do it because he doesn't like to curse.
Of course.
And we've been dropping F-bombs in front of my kids since he came out of the womb. It's not like we don't curse around him. And they don't want to curse.
My kid's the same.
I'm like, I had to bribe him. I'll give you $5. He doesn't need money. So he's like, I don't know. I have to use events. I'll take it to wrestling. So,
bro, my wife, idiot, and I'll say this, idiot, stupid. So we're doing a show in Oxnard. It's not far from the house. And it's a Sunday, and I had a great weekend and at some other club. And I just came back, and I'm like, you know what? Somebody sent me a shot of tequila. So I'm pretty hammered on stage.
Right.
And I'm talking about how I want my son out of my house so that I can bang my wife properly. And I love him, but get him out.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
and I get off stage, and my son's like, Dad, I didn't know you don't want me to do it. I was like, you bitch, why would you put him out there?
Oh, no.
Why would you let him hear that? Yeah. And I said, mijo, I go, you know that those are jokes. I've told you this before. And he goes, yeah, Dad, but you said the F word. And then you said, you wanted me effing out. And I thought that was real. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, no. You know how much that cost me?
Oh, I'm sure. What'd you do?
Do you know how much that cost me, bro? It cost me like $1,200 and stuff. I had to buy that kid.
Yeah.
I had to get him. I had to get him and his three friends a Nintendo 3DS. Awesome. I had to get them 5 games each. I had to get them extra soccer shoes.
Then my friend Billy needs one too.
Exactly. Oh,
his
yeah.
father doesn't love him.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All of his friends. Oh, his father won't let him do it. But if you get it for him, I got it for him. I was like, oh, man. I felt so bad, dude.
Carmen, put up a picture of my daughter so I could show Carlos my problem. So I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Who, in the beginning, I only have one kid. Yeah. I only have my son.
Right.
He was it. I didn't want to have another kid because I didn't think I could like that one as much as this one.
Right.
And then people would be like, which kid do you like better? I go, I would step on my daughter to save my son. Like, that's how positive I was. Not that I didn't love her, but, you know, now it's getting really tough.
Yeah.
So my daughter.
Well, you know what? My dad says that you can love them differently,
yeah,
but at the same level,
right? Like, if there was a fire, you'd risk your life to save both of them,
correct?
But look, there—that's my daughter behind you. Okay, so so this is—I have to show you so I can tell you the story. So the she is.
It's hard to believe that innocence like that turns into a.
Or a raving.
They turn into you.
You know what it is? My buddy Lionel said it the best. He's like, he looks at my Facebook pictures and he goes, your kids are wonderful. Enjoy your time with them. I go, I do. He goes, no, I'm telling you, enjoy them now. Because about puberty time, they turn into jerk-offs. when they get hormones, he goes, did you ever see a guy on steroids, a weightlifter, get roid rage? That's what happens. They get an overdose of steroids, and they become lunatics and jerk-offs. And I go, oh.
But you got to be calm.
Yeah,
I'm calm. But you got to be like you're going to get, I hate you.
Yeah. I'm not. I will belt them.
No, see? Yeah. That doesn't work. You want me to tell you what the best thing is?
Yeah.
Is just look at them and go, wow, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Oh, devastating.
I'm so, because I don't feel that way at all.
Right.
Everything I've ever done for you, regardless of what you think, I've done out of love.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you feel that way about me.
Guilted right back. You're
dude,
terrible.
My dad did that to me, bro. I could never feel the same way again.
Sure.
Because I told him, I hate you, and I can't wait to get out of this house. And he was like, well, just let me tell you, I love you so much, and you're so special to me that out of all the kids, you are the only one that I don't care if you stay because I love you that much. But if you hate me, then you have to go, and it's your choice. But you're always welcome in my heart, in my house.
Oh,
I was like,
done.
Dude, yeah. I just started crying. I was like, I love you so much. I'm gonna go find your thumb.
I have emotional moments with my son, and I always, like, at night we'll be laying in bed, and I'll go, listen, I go, I'm sorry I yelled at you before, but, you know, I'm trying to teach you the right way to do things, and you know that no matter what, I'll do anything for you. I'll get anything for you. I'll do anything for you as long as I can do it.
Right.
Yesterday, we were at the, I had to stop and get a wire for my phone to charge up my car, and we walked in the AT&T store, and he goes, oh, Dad. And I go, what? He goes, they have the new Apple, they have the iPhone 7s. I go, you have an iPhone 6S and you're 10. You don't need a 7.
Right.
When we were in bed, you said you would do anything for me. Oh! Yeah, I looked at him. Yeah. And I was like, I looked at him and I go, you son of a bitch.
I go, did you get it for
like, no, I did not. I'll probably be a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I'm sorry. I already ordered it. My daughter, I told her she wouldn't give me a kiss.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? That's fine. You know where I'm going to go this weekend? She goes, where? I go, I'm going to go to the new daughter store, and I'm going to get a new daughter to bring home, the one that'll give me kisses.
Right.
Got 2 steps away from walking away from her. Why are you bringing your daughter? I go, what happened? She goes, you said you're going to go. I was like, it was a joke. We've been to the mall. You've never seen that store. How could you cry like this? It was just a complete joke. Why would you say? And then the next day when she was all calm and sitting in my lap and loving, she goes, Daddy, I go, yeah. Please don't ever say that again. I was like, I will never say that again. I thought, man, looks like I'm going to have to save you from the fire. I did not know how to get out of that. Yeah.
It's the worst. And by the way, to L, if you get a recording of this, I don't know. I literally don't know.
You didn't say one bad thing about it.
No, but I want to say that, you know, Freddie is a guy that passed away, and he's a guy that I wish the entire world would have seen. I sacrificed to put him on certain shows and get him on the TV show, The Three Amigos, that we did.
Right.
But for whatever reason you did it, I'm in a better place. I forgive you. Just want you to know.
You are way too forgiving. I'd be like, listen, bitch, next time I come back, I'm going to punch you in the throat. I don't know how you're so calm.
Nah.
Good for you. You're a better life.
Because
than me.
her and my wife, like, are friends. They know each other.
Oh, really?
Not friends.
That's even scummier.
Like, if my wife sees her and I were to tell my wife in front of her, by the way, ask her what she said about me and Freddie, my wife would just look at her, cry, and
go, why? Why
say, I can't believe that you would say that. But, you know, whatever the case is, I forgive because I know my role now. I'm done and I'm past it. You know what
I
mean?
That's good for you.
I got past it. So thank God I don't have to deal with any of that stuff. And, like, I don't feel weird about performing on Bert's show on Friday.
No.
At all.
Because, like, Bert
none
has nothing.
Whatsoever. It wouldn't even matter is my point. It wouldn't even matter.
In all honesty, I just want to make it uncomfortable because Bert is such a loving guy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want any problems with anybody.
Good.
And we're going to make it
tell
worse.
Tell me what to do to make it more. Because, like, just, let's torque it a little bit.
All you have to do is give him the... don't worry. I'll help you. I'll give you all notes.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Not too much. No.
Just a couple of points to make him feel terrible. Like your father did to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Okay.
I've never said anything bad about you.
Right.
You're welcome back on my stage anytime you want.
Right.
I'll cry right there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
My wife, if she were to see this lady,
is
a half Jew from Jersey, and she would stab her. So
she would?
Yeah. My wife she hasn't, but I know when there's a time where she has to kill, she will.
But that's how I grew up. And the thing is that here's what I know. I realized that comics never hated me for stealing jokes. They hated me because I bumped them and they were supposed to go on at 10 and they didn't go on at all, or they got on at 12:30. I get it. And, you know, I didn't know that comedians were so serious when I first started doing stand-up.
Right.
I really didn't. And for you people that don't know, we're so sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
So serious.
Y'all have mental problems.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Like, I realized it I didn't realize it, but it hit me again on Friday because I got a friend who used to be a pimp. His name is Blue. And he showed up at one of my shows. He's such a pimp still. He's got, like, 2 hoes, and he's like, you want one? I'm like, no, dude. You're an old pimp with old hoes. Nobody wants that. So he goes, yo, man, I've been getting an itch. I go, how long has it been since you've been on stage? He's like, man, like 15, 20 years. I'm like, dude, fine. Just do 5 minutes up front.
Right.
And the opening story that he tells was like, let me tell you a story. I used to perform at the Comedy Store, and Richard Pryor would come in, and before that it was Lenny Bruce, and then George Carlin, and Arsenio Hall, and all these greats. And then this young guy came up to me and said, I'm funnier than everybody here. That was Carlos Mencia. I was like, damn. I was like, was that much of an a-hole back then? And I realized that, I go, yeah, that's probably that doesn't rub people the right way, and that's why all that stuff came out. So I looked at it and I internalized it, and I went, all right, it's your fault.
Let me tell you the other thing. When you have, and I know this from radio competition.
Right.
When you have people that you're like, yeah, you bump them or you know, they're like, yeah, you're cool to them, but you're like, I don't really know this dude. And then all of a sudden you have competition, and that competition, in order to get a leg up, is like, well, you can come love me. We love you. And then they all run over to the other guy, and they're like, okay. I didn't kiss your ass before, and now you're against me. So if you get an opportunity for a nerd to be a cool guy for a couple of minutes and be in the cool guy group, they all go running over there.
Yeah, but my problem was, aside from that, I never drank or smoked or did any drugs.
Right.
So I didn't have time, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have that real time where, like, Carlos would go away and it would become Ned, and Ned would be like, I'm just kidding, bro. You're funny. You know that joke you do about this? You do that, and that. I never did that. I would only do that, like, before shows, but it would come off in a different way. Because I always see, when I see a young comic, I do, that bit is really funny, but you should do this, say this, add this, take this another way, because then you could add three more jokes instead of, like, I'm always giving them something like that. I love helping young guys out. Nobody helped me out.
But you know what? They'll still betray you, Judas.
Yes. Which one?
Somebody's going to betray you.
Which one? You just say the initials. Which one of those six do you think will betray me? In all honesty.
RD.
Huh?
RD.
See? RD. He was mad that I said it, and he knows who's going to betray me.
You know.
It's not nice.
That's it. Like,
the truth isn't. Nice. The truth isn't. Like,
because he knows somebody will.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
Like, so why should I not say it then? And it was funny. And by the way, the audience got it, which was weird.
Yeah.
Like, the whole audience laughed. Like, they were like, oh, my God. Yeah. His openers have done that before.
Spanish, who would be the first to betray me on the show?
Ooh.
Oh, probably Rob, because he's the newest.
Mm-hmm.
No. Rob. It would be her.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. She's ride or die. She's
no. She was ride or die. She was.
Oh, he's now mad she's that got I got this. A boyfriend.
No, not White that boyfriend. You have a boyfriend. That he's everything that you never banged before.
Mm-hmm.
You have betrayed yourself. He's not black. He doesn't have a big one. The biggest thing on him is his credit score. He's got or his a waistline. House. He doesn't leave you anywhere when you're drunk. He drives your stupid ass home or makes sure you got an Uber or a Lyft. Mm-hmm. Oh, you will betray.
He's a great guy.
You will. Listen.
I'm watching you, Carmen.
The dirtier you get, and the cleaner she gets, right, she's going to want to wash it off.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She's like a hooker that's going to pretend she's not a hooker in years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She used to be skanky, yes, and then now with the boyfriend.
And you're going to be the pimp that led her to the PS. Yep. That's going to be you, dude. I'm telling you.
Thanks, Carmen.
Because she's turning. She's turning into somebody different.
Yeah.
And inevitably, she's going to get that place where she's going to say, well, it was different. Mm-hmm. I was young, and they took advantage of me because if I was today, I would never have done that stuff.
Right.
And I'm telling you,
bro. Made me get a tattoo on my
think
butt.
Think about it. Am I wrong?
No,
am
you're I right. Wrong? I feel it now.
When she's become, look at her. She's already going there.
Mm-hmm.
She's already with the responsible man.
All right, Rob, you're off the hook.
I don't like how this happened.
Well, yes. Still time
do you
to
agree?
Change.
Do you agree Listen. That she might be it? What do you think?
No, I think it's Rob.
Oh, you man. Think so? Everybody yeah. thinks it's Rob.
Yeah.
You don't think that when she gets like to that place where she doesn't want to acknowledge that she did all this crazy stuff and she wants to get married and the kids are coming, you don't think she's going to go back that route?
So I don't think, she's smart enough to hide it.
Perfect. See, that I understand you idiot. You're too stupid.
All the love on the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.